It's the WNCW Friday Feature Interview of the Week for this Friday, May 4th. I'm your host, Paul Foster. Joining me is the chairman of the Polk County Board of Commissioners, Jake Johnson. We want to talk with Jake this morning about the regional impacts of the Equestrian Center, which of course is located off of Highway 74 near Tryon, and focus not only on the upcoming 2018 World Games that will be at the Equestrian Center, that'll be coming up in September, but also long-term and what that means for the region. Jake, good morning, and thank you for being with us.
Paul, thank you so much for having me on. I love the show. I love the stories y'all cover, and just an honor to be on with you.
Jake, it wasn't long ago that there was what some might have called a controversial vote taken by the board that was passed 4-1. The vote was in regards to modifying and extending the development agreement between the county and the Equestrian Center. Can you tell us more?
Recently, we took a vote, and it was to extend the development agreement, and that is pretty much a standing living contract between the county and the Equestrian Center and the partners that run things down there. Some of the things that are new to the development agreement, it's something that's been standing for a couple years now since they've come to Polk County, but some new things that I'm really proud that we were able to get accomplished in that. Three main things I want to bullet point for you here, Paul. One, we were able to limit the number of lodging units on site down there. So the Equestrian Village, which is the core zoning in the middle of the Equestrian Center down there, was actually extended about 28 acres. And in that, it said that there was an unlimited amount of lodging. We felt after talking with them, they wanted a more solid number on that. And I completely understand it. So we got a more solid number of 1,900 rooms or lodging units on site. Another thing that a development agreement included was that the Equestrian Center and the partners down there, if they were to acquire any more land in the future, it would also fall under this development agreement. Really good for the people of Polk County. It helps us keep an eye on things of what's going on down there as a county. And then the final thing is administrative oversight from the county. And this is a huge win for Polk County. We can send somebody down there, and any future development that goes on at the Equestrian Center, we can actually have someone from the county, a county administrator, such as a county manager, but I believe it might even have been said to be the fire marshal, and they have a checklist that they can check off that Polk County actually has the infrastructure and public safety parameters to cover any future development down there. All three of those things should be very reassuring for the people of Polk County and surrounding areas going forward.
How many acres in all currently belong to the center?
Paul, I don't have an exact number. I know 28 was added to that. I believe close to 1,600 in total was the last number I heard, owned by the partners in the Equestrian Center, around 1,600. That's another good thing about that clause that we put in. If they buy a track here or, you know, sell a track here, any future land bought up by the Equestrian Center now falls under this agreement and gives us, if they were to try to develop that, it gives us administrative oversight over that as well, because now that would be included in this development agreement as well.
And let's recap the modifying and the extending development between the county and the Equestrian Center. You had mentioned limit the amount of lodging units, one of those. Then any future land purchases also would fall under that as well, being able to limit the addition of units. Then kind of a checkoff list for a county administrator, such as a fire marshal, to go on site and make sure, I guess, any safety concerns were checked off. Is that correct?
That is correct, Paul. And all of those are things that, you know, those are tough negotiations to have, because the reality of it is, Paul, at the end of the day, this is a business. It's not beyond our scope. We realize that they're here to make money. I mean, they're good for the community, but at the end of the day, they're a business. So having this kind of, you know, county oversight on something like that, it came to a lot of tough negotiations. You know, the county stepping in and overstepping its boundaries on a business and regulating it to the point to where, you know, it's good for the people and good for the business itself.
My guest right now on WNCW is Jake Johnson. He's chairman of the Polk County Board of Commissioners. As we recap what has happened recently concerning the Tryon Equestrian Center, which will be hosting the FEI World Competition Games coming up in the month of September. Jake, for some time we have heard, and at a later date we'll have a guest again representing the Equestrian Center to talk before we, of course, move into fall and they have the huge event supposed to be such a huge economic impact. And of course, those that are into the equestrian scene will be coming in from countries all over the world. Do you look at that as an exciting time for that region of North Carolina?
I do. I think it comes with a lot of great opportunity for the region. And over the past couple of years, I've had the great opportunity to travel the state of North Carolina. And I see a lot of counties out there, Paul. They've had their manufacturing, plants shut down. Textiles have shut down. And it's left a lot of counties in a tough position economically. We find ourselves in a unique situation to where we have something coming to our area that can provide jobs. Polk County has shifted to a tourism and agritourism type community. You know, there is some other industry left, but largely tourism and agritourism have been the economic drivers for Polk County. And something like this coming that fits the 2020 vision plan that we have for the county that was developed in part by the citizens, a business coming here that fits that and provides that much economic impact to not only Polk County, but all of Western North Carolina is really, really a unique thing. And long term, I see it being a great thing. You know, anytime something new comes to an area, there'll be some inconveniences in the startup. I understand that with the side effects of construction and road work and things like that. But long term, I think if we look at this, we're going to see it's a very fortunate thing to come to this part of North Carolina. I think it's going to be great for the kids coming out of high school to have somewhere they can come and have a great paying job in the future. And I look forward to seeing the positive impacts of it.
And that was kind of one of the final questions I wanted to ask you this morning, Jake. I think about that exit, and tell me if I'm correct. Is it that exit off 74 P Ridge?
It is, P Ridge Road.
We have seen all of the changes since the Equestrian Center came there. So my question is, have you and the board been contacted quite often about other future development of nobody that has anything to do with the Equestrian Center that might be wanting to be off of those exits and along that area for the future of what might continue to build?
Absolutely. And one thing that's brought up, and I'm glad you brought up the exit and surrounding areas, is the traffic. You know, that was one of the main concerns people had coming to our meetings and, you know, getting calls and emails about the traffic. And we've actually taken steps, as you mentioned in the question. You know, it's not unbelievable to think that there might be an influx of traffic there if other things are built along the exit. We've taken steps, and DOT has done a fantastic job of working with us to do things to cut down on influx of traffic, but also help us adjust speed limits accordingly to make our roads safe for people. But in the future, if there was any more development along that road by the partners, again, that comes back to if they were to buy a property along through there, it now falls under the development agreement and has to be signed off on. Another huge win for the county. But thinking long term, I think DOT has a great plan to help manage traffic in the area down there.
Chairman of the Polk County Board of Commissioners, Jake Johnson, as we've talked this morning about the Tryon Equestrian Center.
Thank you.
Again, that's Jake Johnson, chairman of the Polk County Board of Commissioners, with us on WNCW as we've talked this morning about their role with the Equestrian Center. I'm Paul Foster for WNCW. Our podcasts are also available of our interviews on the morning show at WNCW.org.